Devarim. Deuteronomy, chapter 29. These are the words of the covenant which Yahuwah commanded Moshe to make with the children of Yisrael in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moshe called all Yisrael and said to them,
You yourselves saw all that Yahuwah did before your eyes in the land of Mitzrayim, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. Your eyes saw the great trials, the signs, and those great wonders. But Yahuwah has not given you a heart to know, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, till this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your garments have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet. You ate no bread, and drank no wine, nor strong drink, so that you might know that I am Yahuwah, your Elohim. And when you came to this place, Sihon, sovereign of Heshbon, and Og, sovereign of Bashan, came out against us to battle, and we smote them, and took their land, and gave it as an inheritance to the Reuvenites, and to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Menashe. Therefore, you shall guard the words of this covenant and do them, so that you prosper in all that you do. All of you are standing today before Yahuwah, your Elohim, your leaders, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, all the men of Yisrael, your little ones, your wives, and your sojourner who is in the midst of your camp, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, so that you should enter into covenant with Yahuwah, your Elohim, and into his oath which Yahuwah, your Elohim, makes with you today, in order to establish you today as a people for himself, and he himself be your Elohim, as he has spoken to you, and as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. And not with you alone I am making this covenant and this oath, but with him who stands here with us today, before Yahuwah, our Elohim, as well as with him who is not here with us today. For you know how we dwelt in the land of Mitzrayim, and how we passed through the nations which you passed through. And you saw their abominations, and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were with them, lest there should be among you a man or woman, or clan or tribe, whose heart turns away today from Yahuwah, our Elohim, to go and serve the mighty ones of these nations, lest there should be among you a root-bearing bitterness or wormwood. And it shall be, when he hears the words of this curse, that he should barach himself in his heart, saying,
I have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart,
in order to add drunkenness to thirst. Yahuwah would not forgive him, but rather the displeasure of Yahuwah and his jealousy shall burn against that man, and every curse that is written in this book shall settle on him, and Yahuwah shall blot out his name from under the Shamayim. And Yahuwah shall separate him for evil out of all the tribes of Yisrael, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the Torah. And the generation to come of your children who rise up after you, and the foreigner who comes from a far land, shall say when they see the plagues of that land, and the sicknesses which Yahuwah has sent into it,
All its land is sulfur, salt and burning. It is not sown, nor does it bear, nor does any grass grow there. Like the overthrow of Sodom and Amorah, Admah and Zeboim, which Yahweh overthrew in his displeasure and his wrath.
And all nations shall say,
Why has Yahweh done so to this land? What does the heat of this great displeasure mean?
And it shall be said,
Because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim. And they went and served other mighty ones, and bowed themselves to them, mighty ones that they did not know, and that he had not given to them. Therefore the displeasure of Yahweh burned against this land, to bring on it every curse that is written in this book. And Yahweh uprooted them from their land in displeasure, and in wrath, and in great rage, and cast them into another land, as it is today.
The hidden belongs to Yahweh, our Elohim, but what is revealed belongs to us and to our children forever, to do all the words of this Torah.